some of the changes we've seen from the PGA Tour, one of the really great ones has been the introduction of more of aspects of the broadcast, whether it's some of the walk and talks we've seen. I mean, Homa's done it, Morikawa's done it. I think Billy Horschel might have done it too. Guys just, after hitting their tee shot, walking to the second shot down the fairway and having these opportunities mid-round to hear from these guys on the broadcast. Well, we were really all, and if you were watching this last week, and chances are you probably were, because the ratings for the PGA Tour have been really, really good. And they especially were last week at the RBC Heritage with Matt Fitzpatrick out-dueling Jordan Spieth in a playoff there. But one of the real treats we were able to get was having John Rahm, number one player in the world, the week prior had just won the Masters. He didn't have to go to the RBC Heritage. I think he was the first Masters champion to play the next week at Hilton Head at Harbortown since Jordan Spieth, I think in 2015 was the year. And, John Rahm not only talked about the importance of, listen, people buy tickets, they want to see me play, I'm the world number one, I deserve these people, I don't want to disappoint them and let them down. Not only is that great, but, even though he finishes like tied for 20th, he plays well, but he ends his round probably much earlier than he anticipated and of course had two very exhausting weeks, not only leading up to the Masters, playing in the Masters, and then, all of the pomp and circumstance after the fact, but also the fact that all that said and done, he's ready to head back home. He's had a whirlwind of 2 weeks, but John Rahm jumps on the broadcast and basically does color commentary as a secondary analyst for not like one hole. It wasn't for 5 minutes. It wasn't for 10 minutes. John Rahm was on the CBS broadcast for like half an hour, providing just incredible insight, talking about holes that he played literally like 30 minutes earlier. Patrick Cantlay got in a bind on one of these par threes, I think it was 13, where he's like has to chip off the wood, off like the docking on the side of the one green and stuff. And just really incredible insight from John Rahm, and such a treat because, we hear the post-round interviews with these guys and stuff, and we always get that. But the fact that he was willing to take time away after the kind of couple of weeks that he had to then give us just a great performance on the mic in terms of the analysis he was able to provide was, I think, such a treat for golf fans and something that, again, that the PGA Tour is doing very, very well. The fact that they're able to convince Rahm to do it, but the fact that they had the idea to begin with, all parties involved, we talk a lot about growing the game and how important it is to grow the game in the modern golf today. I don't think anything grows the game more than the guy who just won the Masters the week before, when you have a huge, massive TV audience at a designated event the next week, doing color commentary, cracking jokes, having a good time, hanging out the very next week for half an hour. I think that was awesome and something that's truly, truly great for the game and was honestly quite the treat for golf fans as well.